There's concern that poorly trained relationship counsellors are doing more harm than good to struggling Australian couples. Therapists offering couples counselling aren't required by law to have specific training in the area and are instead guided by a code of ethics. But as one relationship researcher warns, no therapy is better than bad therapy. Antoinette Latouf has this report.
Father of three, James Anthony, spent thousands of dollars and several hours in couples counselling in a bid to save his marriage.
I left it up to my ex-wife to decide, but I said to her that as long as I like the counsellor after we go, then I would be happy to proceed.
The 38-year-old small business owner hoped the therapy would keep his family together.
No, it definitely was not effective. Obviously, the breakdown of the relationship and the marriage, and now I'm divorced. Something that I was trying to avoid by going to a counsellor. The 15 sessions that I had didn't help whatsoever.
In Australia, a range of practitioners can offer relationship therapy. This includes psychologists, counsellors and psychotherapists.
Knowing what their professional background is of very little help, whether they're psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers. That won't tell you very much about the quality of their work as counsellors, and perhaps even more so, it won't tell you much, or if anything, about whether they're any good at relationship counselling.
That's Professor Laurie Maloney. He's been a psychologist for more than 30 years and is a former senior research fellow at the Australian Institute of Family Studies.
But quite a few people are willing to work with couples, or for that matter families, without being adequately trained in working with more than one individual. So, that, I think there are some people who think, well, all you need to do is kind of apply what I know working with individuals. I just do the same with two or three or four.
Laurie Maloney sees couples counselling as a growing and increasingly important area of therapy. Currently, one in five Australian couples seek counselling, but not all practitioners are adequately trained.
I think bad therapy is worse than no therapy at all. I think you can actually do damage. You could argue that there should be, given the seriousness of it all, the high divorce rates and the damage that it can do, relationship counselling degrees, that's what you do. You go to university and you do that.
So how can couples seeking help find their way through the counselling maze? The Australian Psychological Society says its members who advertise that they offer relationship sessions are bound by a code of ethics to ensure they have the relevant training in addition to their broad undergraduate university degree. However, this is not something that's checked or monitored. Meanwhile, the recently launched Australian College of Relationship Counsellors is the body representing counsellors and psychotherapists who have certified training in relationship therapy. But unlike clinical psychologists, these practitioners are not eligible for Medicare-funded rebates, which reduce the cost of consultations for patients. Maria Brett is the CEO of the college.
A lot of our members who are counsellors and psychotherapists just basically lost clients because, of course, they're going down the road to see a psychologist instead in order to get the Medicare rebate. However, the problem with that is, principally psychologists are trained in cognitive behavioural therapy. It's not a treatment for relationship issues.
Maria Brett says Medicare rebates are directed at individuals treating their mental health problems, but she argues a more holistic approach would be more effective.
That's actually overlooking the fact that people's mental health difficulties are connected with their relationship difficulties. And there's actually research evidence that says relationship counselling is effective as a treatment for someone's depression or anxiety, because if you can deal with the relationship issues, you actually can support someone with their mental health as well.
James Anthony is still managing his mental health after the breakdown of his family. He now concedes he should have been more involved and scrupulous in selecting a marriage counsellor.
I would do a lot more research about who I went to see. I've actually done a lot of research since that experience and have actually found a counsellor that I would like to see, and perhaps that's my fault for not taking it more serious at the time, and trying to find someone that I think that I would have thought would have been better qualified to help us.
That's James Anthony ending that report by Antoinette Latouf.